Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Trump is granting a full pardon to his first national security adviser, Michael Flynn. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, Flynn had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russia, but then reversed course and accused the government of trying to frame him.
In a tweet, President Trump congratulated Flynn and his family and said it's with great honor to grant him a full pardon. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about his conversations with Russia's ambassador. He was the only member of the Trump administration to be charged as a part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
That's NPR's Windsor Johnston. Expectations are building among border activists now that President-elect Joe Biden has nominated Alejandro Mayorkas, a veteran of the Obama administration, to be his new Secretary of Homeland Security. As NPR's John Burnett reports, immigrant advocates are anxious for an about-face on Trump's harsh immigration policies.
The government has earmarked $1 billion to start building the border wall along 71 miles of the Rio Grande in the Laredo, Texas area. This week, a citizens group there called on Alejandro Mayorkas, if he is confirmed, to take immediate action. Tricia Cortez is with the local No Border Wall Coalition.
We don't expect and we don't want this to become the Biden wall. What we're asking for is a moratorium on construction and condemnation of land.
Candidate Biden vowed that if elected, he would not allow another foot of the border barrier to go up. Immigration hawks have warned he will usher in chaos at the border if he loosens Trump's policies. John Burnett, NPR News.
In what he labeled as a Thanksgiving address to the nation, President-elect Biden today urged Americans to hang on and not surrender to the fatigue of fighting the coronavirus. Rather, he asked that Americans wear masks, stay distanced, and help to reduce the recent spike in virus cases across the U.S. It's been 4 months since the federal government announced its $2 billion deal with Pfizer for 100 million doses of its coronavirus vaccine. Now that contract is finally public. NPR Pharmaceuticals correspondent Sydney Lupkin reports on the fine prints.
Pfizer has distanced itself from Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration's expensive push to have a coronavirus vaccine ready in record time. It's true Pfizer didn't get a research and development deal back in the spring, but its vaccine supply contract with Operation Warp Speed is one of the largest to date. That contract limits government rights to intellectual property found in typical government contracts, and that worries some intellectual property and drug policy experts. The Department of Health and Human Services says Operation Warp Speed negotiated the contracts aggressively and balanced many factors. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Wall Street closed down 173 points today. The Nasdaq closed up. This is NPR. The Supreme Court says it will continue to hear arguments by telephone through at least January. The precautions are being taken because of the pandemic. The announcement extends telephone arguments by another month. The last time the justices met in person to hear arguments was in February of this year. The soccer world is mourning the death of one of its legendary players, Diego Maradona. He died Wednesday of a heart attack. He was 60 years old. NPR's Tom Goldman reports that Maradona is being remembered as a brilliant athlete with a troubled personal life.
After a childhood in the slums of Buenos Aires, Diego Maradona became an Argentine hero and global soccer star. The pinnacle of stardom came at the 1986 World Cup. In a match against England, Maradona scored on an illegal handball that wasn't called and that he famously dubbed the Hand of God. He followed that with what Telemundo sports soccer announcer Andres Cantor calls artistry, a 70-yard run through the defense that ended with the winning goal.
He changed directions and changed speeds on the play, always with the ball glued to his left foot.
His soccer legacy is clouded by struggles with drug and alcohol addiction. Still, Cantor says Diego Maradona's death is a sad day for the beautiful game. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Pilots with Delta Airlines have agreed to de facto pay cuts in exchange for no furloughs through January of 2022. More than 1,700 pilots were expected to be furloughed at the end of this month. Instead, they'll be paid for 30 hours a month with medical and vacation benefits intact. The union says the deal will help Delta. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.